When he gave John a friendly lick on the face, he tasted salty tears. Together, John and Fido walked back up the street to the old house that Fido knew so well, the home he'd once shared with the Lincolns. That day, the residence was packed with mourners and visitors. Fido probably felt overwhelmed by the crowd, but he behaved. In fact, he was his usual cheerful self, and his wagging tail provided some much-needed cheer to the grieving guests. But the next day, he was more demure. According to witnesses, 9-year-old Fido maintained a dignified silence while Abe's hearse passed by the Rolls' house. He didn't whine, cry, or bark. He simply watched, solemn.